Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
He embarrasses her on a date, and then he doesn't want to see her again. Do I have that right?
That's exactly what happened, Bert. I'm still traumatized by it. So I matched with this guy on Hinge, and we went on a date last week. And, you know, it's a rare thing that when you get ghosted, you pretty much know why they've decided to not respond. And that's exactly the situation that I have found myself in. So match with this guy. Things are going well. He asked me out to drinks. And we're sitting at this bar. I'm thinking it's going well. We got some banter. Mm-hmm. He's looking good. I'm looking good. I'm like, what else do we need here?
forget about the conversation.
We both look good. Let's just sit here and not say anything.
Yeah, no, we had some laughs. And so we're leaving this bar, and I'm thinking, probably going to get a second date out of this. Like, I haven't embarrassed myself too much. Like, I didn't order any kind of embarrassing food like meatballs like I did at the bar last week in Charleston while my friends were getting it on and flirting. And he, let's get it on. So because we had only matched on Hinge, we hadn't exchanged numbers yet. So he says, hey, can I get your number? Let's exchange digits. You give me your phone. You take my phone. Let's put each other's numbers in our cellular devices. And what I'm about to tell you on the radio might be one of the most embarrassing things I've ever revealed in public.
Okay.
I don't know that I will ever look more embarrassed on the radio.
And this is standard now, so it's not like you say, okay, give me your number, and then you put it in your phone. You literally give each other your phones.
Now, in hindsight, this is looking a little bit like a sketchy situation, like he was looking for something, because we pass each other our phones. I grab the contact. I click on the little contact app. He clicks on mine. Well, I'm assuming he does. I'm putting my number in. And then I can tell he's looking a little perplexed. And I'm like, what are you doing on my phone, good sir? And when he passes me the phone back, I see exactly what Mans was looking at on my phone. I don't even know if I got his number at this point. He had my photo album pulled up.
What?
He was looking at my photos.
Oh, that's a violation.
That's a huge violation.
Right. And something you should know is that on my way to this date, I had gotten drinks before with a friend, and I had to Uber to another part of town. And while I was in this Uber, this is about to get so gross and so embarrassing, my head started to itch a little bit. And so I do a little scratch on my head. And a massive scab falls off my head.
A scab?
A scab. And I'm like, what is going on with my head?
Did you forget you hit your head and maybe had it bled a little bit and you ended up with a scab?
I don't know what happened in the last week, but
I gotta go out with you.
I was thinking just the opposite.
Don't want to get into the kind of trouble I'm getting into, apparently. So I have this scab fall off my head, and I immediately go to worst case scenario. I'm like, WebMD-ing.
Yeah.
Can you get cancer on your scalp? Is this
do you have shingles? What's going on?
Yeah, what's happening? Do I have a cyst on my head that's fallen off? And so because I'm a little buzzed and I don't really have time to, call my doctor, I take a photo of this scab so that I can eventually show a dermatologist or something.
How big of a scab are we talking about, Abby? Are we talking about dime size, nickel size, quarter size, half dollar size?
It was about the size of a dime.
Oh, okay. That's still decent.
I'm looking at your hands, which are kind of small. So even a little scar in her hand looks mammoth.
Yeah, a little scab is going to look pretty, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I have this massive lump in my head that I've now taken a photo of, and it's in my photo album. And so when he passes me the phone back, I see that my massive scab is pulled up for him to see, and he just looks beyond disgusted. And I'm like, sir, I can't explain. I thought I had cancer about an hour and a half ago. This is for my doctor. I swear there's a medical reason. And I could just tell he was like really turned off, obviously, because
you should be the one turned off. Thanks. The dude was in your phone.
Yes.
Yes.
He was 6'4", you guys. Come on.
He gets a break.
We gotta take things while we can.
Now, what would have been worse? If he is grossed out by the scab or if he was turned on by the scab?
Oh yeah. You know what? Honestly, in that moment, I would have preferred him to be turned on because I was so embarrassed. Because I'm like, what are you doing looking through my photos? And then I'm like, well, what else did he see? Like,
no, that was out of bounds for him to go into your photo album and start looking at photos. Sure. Like, that's creepy.
Absolutely. I think he totally crossed the line. And he made me feel like the weirdo. I'm like, just let me take pictures of my scab in peace.
Okay, how's your head?
I don't know. I have to go to the doctor. Okay. Now he really is the a-hole. I could be dying from some rare scalp disease.
Yeah.
And here he is thinking I'm some, like, gross girly who's, like, selling photos of my scabs on the internet.
You made me scratch my head, by the way.
I know, right?
Would you rather just think that he hasn't hit you back because of the scab, or would you rather know the truth? Like, hey, it really wasn't the scab. It was just like, I just wasn't feeling it at all.
Honestly, I think I wish it was my personality at this moment in time. I don't know why. I just would rather him be turned off by the fact that he thought I was either boring or just not interesting whatsoever.
Right. Sorry.
It was a red flag anyway.
Yeah, either way.
The Bert Show.